Ask.
Anyway, hello to our guest today. Hello to Joel and the Big Guns.
Hello.
Hello. How you all doing?
Yeah, lovely.
Right. Cheers.
Pleasure being here.
Absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant. Okay, right. We've got we're gonna hear some music from you, and you're gonna play four songs. Is it four songs?
Yeah.
And I've got my list here.
Three songs and a tribute.
Three yeah. songs, and then we'll see where we are after that. Okay. So we're gonna have the session now, and then we're gonna go away for about 3 minutes and come back and have a chat. So, what's the first song you got lined up?
First day, I'll be fine.
Yeah. And this is our first song.
Just written yesterday.
Okay. Just 40 minutes. Right,
especially for Phoenix FM.
Just for you, Eddie.
Just for Eddie Cohen.
Wonderful. Okay, so it's me that's got to get ready now. So, okay.
This lying down, goodbye, I am leaving town. I'm so sick that you never call, and I see your face on every wall. Follow the road so far away, just crash landed in a bay. Set up a new life with a shock. Friends who talk a lot. I'm not gonna take this lying down. Goodbye, I'm leaving town. Someday, I could never believe it was true. And I through your hair, making love to ghosts that's never there. I need a lighthouse in the gloom to bring a lot of love to me soon. 'Cause I'm a solar panel in the night, and I'm an undertaker shitty light. So I'm gonna move so far away to another place.
Thank you. That was Someday. The next song I'm going to dedicate to my favourite road, the A13. It's called Ringway. Yeah, it's a bit late. Got stuck in traffic. Drivers. What are they? So this way, guys.
frustration in the evening sun. Frustration, I could be the one stuck in a rut, it's no fun. At least I've got a radio station. Hey ho, I've nowhere to go. Where I go, I move too slow. Hey ho, I've no one to see. What I see means nothing to me. It's like you bombed out all my dreams in my head. Hey ho, I've nowhere to go. Where I go, I move too slow. Hey ho, I've no one to see. What I see means nothing to me. It's like you bombed out all my dreams in my head.
Cheers. The next song is called Crafty, and we're going to start any second now.
Quickly remove everyone's clothes for this one.
Yeah, thanks for that, Buster.
Three, four.
One last one, sir. Encore. All those emails flooding in. to Nick Myers, and it's a special song. Nick, do you want to introduce it?
This is a song. My brother got married in India recently. He's currently travelling around Bangkok and Australia, living up for 9 weeks of a prolonged honeymoon. So hopefully we'll hear this.
Yeah. Happy marriage, Chris.
Yeah, happy marriage.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations. Well done.
Forever, may your love come again.
everything.
Lovely, Nick.
Let's just clap and congratulate ourselves.
Yeah, very nice. I was going to suggest you did a bit of clapping there because it's radio and no one can see that it's you that's clapping your own stuff. That's very nice. Yeah, four songs.
I just passed ourselves up, didn't I? I should have said that was the studio audience.
It was. Well,
it's our family.
It sounded like a small studio one.
We can do it again anyway. We can do it. We can start again if you like. There you go. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for letting me get in.
Okay, that was Joe and the Big Guns, four songs live. We're going to come back and have a chat with the band in about 3 minutes' time. We heard Reske from 1990 and She Drives My Train, and then from 1995, Dubstar and Not So Manic Now. And I've just found out, I've been looking in the chat room. Hello to everyone in the chat room, by the way, to Queen Vic 2 and Dancing Kirtree Cat Mem and Monkey Nut. And Brown Foxes, hello to all of you. And Queen Vic in the chat room has pointed out this song is a cover version. I didn't know this was a cover version, and I've just gone onto the internet, and originally it was by a band called Brick Supply, and it's no good trying to Google Brick Supply because you'll just get builders merchants. But there you go, learned something today. Thank you very much for that. And hello again to my my guests tonight, Joe and the Big Guns. We've got Pete and Buster and Nick, and I think it's is it Lemmy tonight?
Lemmy, that'll do. Yeah,
Lemmy. Hello. Australia. Hi guys.
Hello. Sorry for interrupting. I just love that dubstep song or whatever it was. And
Dubstar.
It's a cover.
It doesn't matter that it's a cover because they brought something magical to it that the original didn't have. I've not heard the original, but it was a long time ago. Yeah, I remember it first time round. Very sad. Anyway, thank you very much. Enjoy the session. Four songs we had from you. That was brilliant. We'll be putting those up on the website later. Now, you're kind of a local band, aren't you? Is that right?
Yeah, we
all over the place. Really.
I think we're kind of all equidistant, you know. Like, enough. If you kind of like found the centre point, it would more or less be this radio station.
Yeah, take it out.
I think that means you're local. I think at least one of you, is local. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, right. Romford's around the corner. But myself and Mr. Myers over there are from Billericay. So
I think we've lived in at least six towns between us now. So.
Oh, you're okay, right? You're fine. Okay,
because five.
Because when you go on your Facebook, of course, it says your hometown is Leeds, which is just confusing.
Yeah.
That's a bit old. I think that needs
I think that's about 10 years old. Sorry, I really should shoot the Facebook person for
Has
that.
Has Facebook even been around for 10 years?
No,
it's about 10 years happened? Old, isn't it? That's incredible.
Something like that, yeah, yeah. Well, did you all live together in Leeds or something? What was the deal there? University?
Well, we originally... I formed the band Jail in December 2001. And then, yeah, we just sort of fell apart because we moved all around the country. And then I sort of met up with Mr. Myers, the guitarist. And Myers knew the Big Guns. And that's how we sort of reformed. And it's like a new incarnation, really.
Right, so you've been together the band's been going quite a long time then. Sort of 13 years or something like that. So why are you jailing the Big Guns? What's the story behind that?
Well, basically it's like two equal companies getting together, like, I don't know, Pricewaterhouse and Coopers.
Ah, same.
And so it's an amalgamation of all the band names.
You're lucky that you had two band names that actually it makes a sensible name at the end of it, because Jail and the Big Guns is kind of, it could be a thing, but it could have been completely much more random than that.
Like Ocean Colour Scene.
I think it's random enough, you know. It actually came from, like, the Big Guns came from an episode of Dad's Army.
Oh.
Which obviously we're all huge fans of. Actually, are we? No, I don't think we are.
Most of our songs are decoupage from
episodes. It's not aged well, I have to say. It's not aged well. I think I found it funny when I was younger.
Yeah, it's not LOL, is it? It's not in that list.
No, yeah, that's something else.
I think the point is it's not about the name. It's about the music, so...
It's everything's about the music.
We're just going to come on radio and talk about 80s TV, aren't we?
You're here, you can talk about whatever you like, you know, within reason. okay, but we'll talk about the bands, why not? You describe yourself as a psychedelic, shouty, indie pop punk, which I think is quite concise.
Not in this one, because we're acoustic.
It was.
I think this is more
English acoustic.
Kitchen sink pop.
Little bit, yeah, nice.
We take the shouty box, I think.
Not shouty tonight, a little bit psychedelic, yeah, definitely psychedelic, definitely indie pop, not so sure punk.
Well, tonight, no, laryngitical punk.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that.
We're breaking ground with every song. That's the key thing you have to take away from this.
Yeah. Are there a number of bands in each of those genres that you admire or you aspire after? Is there anyone you think, oh, yeah, this is what we want to sound like?
Oh, I love Blur, The Fall.
Pixies,
yes, good shout. I like Black Angels at the moment, they're good.
Black River Motorcycle Club.
Ooh.
Foo Fighters.
Chimbonda, yeah, there it is.
All sorts of things. So, did we cover psychedelic there? Did we have anything psychedelic?
Sid Barrett have been described like Sid Barrett and early Pink Floyd. Well, that's probably because I was singing out of tune when I first started.
Yeah, but it was deliberate, right? Wasn't it? That was what you meant.
It was deliberate, yes. Deliberately couldn't afford auto tune or something like that. Yeah, it's a bit horrendous.
Oh, who wants auto tune? So we covered that. Shouty, who's Shouty?
Me.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Tick. Right. Indie pop. Oh, when you say pop punk, do you mean pop punk or do you mean pop and then punk?
Actually, I think we mean punk pop. Actually.
Because pop punk is like pop punk was nice in the sort of 70s and 80s with new wave, but in the 20 years after that, it wasn't so nice, was it?
Pre-new wave, but then make it a bit more poppy.
Right, okay. Yeah, good. Okay, well, we're taking notes, so we're just making a note of this. Okay, all right, that's good. So, you've on your Facebook page, actually, you list all your previous members. I mean, you've got a lot of previous members, actually, haven't you? It's a long roll of honour.
So the drummers from Spinal Tap, I guess. Yeah, we've had... Well, the first, we had Kieran, he broke down after the first gig.
Oh, it's a terrible story.
With a bad arm. We've got other people, we've got one guy that we can't really name. It's the mysterious man.
I'll name him. Hi, Jamie, we hope you're listening.
Don't do that.
We had to censor his image in every video of live performances.
Non-applicable man, yeah.
But he's an incredible performer.
Yeah.
When we get him up, he's amazing.
At the moment, he's in Dundee, and he's bare feet.
Yeah, eating toberry.
Hunting tigers or something.
Eating scotch eggs, yes.
Yeah,
we love
scotch eggs.
Yeah,
we love partridge, by the way. Absolutely love partridge.
Excellent. Okay, so there's just the four of you obviously here today, and there are we got anybody missing from the band?
Yeah, we've got Mark Skelton. He lives in Coventry. He couldn't get down here because he's a teacher. And,
right.
It's just not feasible.
If you listen to all the good guitar on the album, that's Mark.
Okay.
That's not true.
It is rubbish. Come on, stop fishing for sympathy.
It is a shame that he's not here, but of course, also it's a good thing because if he was here, you wouldn't be local anymore. Because he's from Coventry.
Yeah, shift the balance.
We'd probably be somewhere near the swimming pool down the road.
It wouldn't be.
He shifted 20 metres down the road from the Coventry pool.
And we'd have four guitars, which is...
Just crazy.
Massive overkill.
Just
that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed setting that up, by the way. Thank you. Anyway, you've sent us a copy of your album. This isn't your first album, obviously, you've been going a long time. Because you've had other... third, fourth?
I think this one's the fourth one that I've been involved in. But the first one that the Big Guns and myself...
First collaboration, yeah.
Mm. Collaboration. It's not like the Second World War. We're all one big team here. So this is the first Jalen and the Big Guns album. And, it's just great to work with other people as well, so...
Yeah, the album's called Boom Boom, and it's out on Bream Egg Records. Nice pun. don't know who they are. Is that self-titled?
Yeah, the mysterious man came up with that one, so...
Bream Egg, okay.
Yeah, it's also out on CD Baby, iTunes and all that. You can just search Jail and the Big Guns or Jail.
Spotify and Google Play as
well. Ooh, Spotify, Jail and the Big Guns, yes. And I've got some websites here which I've written down. Shall I... do that now? Or?
Oh, no, don't worry. We've got plenty of time for that. Don't worry about it. We will come to that.
Don't want to miss a promotional opportunity here.
Absolutely.
No, I've got some CDs in the car as well.
Yeah. Do I have? Yeah.
You can set up a merchandise stall in the corner during the rest of the show. I don't mind. Okay. You have done some radio sessions before. We're not the first one, are we? You've done Resonance a couple of times?
Yeah, Resonance about three times now. We did... Myself, and he keeps coming back, this guy that which I can't talk about. We did a bit like London Student Radio. We did a few sessions there as well, back in the early noughties.
Long time ago. And because on Resonance, because I've been checking your blurbs out, of course, and you did something with Stuart Lee, was it his show on there?
I think.
Seemed to say something really nice about you, actually, didn't he? It's called your miniature Meccano kit replica of the classic Left Field indie template. See, that's why I'm not on TV. I never would have thought of that.
You missed the end of the quote, which is all they need is scaffolding.
And we deliberately cut that bit of the quote.
We haven't quite figured out what it means yet. So.
Well, no. I think we've got scaffolding now. It just means that we weren't as produced as we could be.
Or maybe the Big Guns are the scaffolding.
Yeah.
Is that too bold?
No, go on, you go ahead.
It's confusing, to say the least.
Maybe
it was the whole
totally
thing.
Literal, though. Maybe we just need to buy a load of like metal pipes and stuff. I don't know, gold tubular bells on it. I don't know.
Builders' helmets.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. So, I mean, presumably Resonance FM, you've gone down there and they've got lots of sound guys helping out, lots of people hanging around, or is it just one guy in a lonely studio, a bit like Phoenix?
Yeah, it's good.
Pretty much just one guy.
Pretty much, yeah, Dexter Bentley, the hero, yeah.
There's a 200-year-old piano in the corner.
Figures out, oh, nice. Old man in the corner.
I think someone's going to come out with a pint of bitter and start playing old tunes.
That's the difference between Essex and London, obviously. That must be it, yeah.
There's
no
piano in the corner.
Always get
a laptop.
It's
a fire extinguisher.
It's we have got a fire extinguisher, or we have, or they have.
You have.
All right,
I'm sure. Really hope so. To follow the fire code, they've probably got one as well somewhere.
Somebody somewhere.
We worry about
decided
these things,
to have these things. Yeah, but it's not bad because we haven't had any fires this week, so it's been
this week. That sounds good.
It's slight scorching in the corner, but nothing serious.
Yeah, if the landlord's listening, by the way, this is all in jest. Anyway, okay, so we know that you've done lots and lots of records and you play live on the radio. What about live gigs? You've at least one live gig coming up, haven't you, in London?
Yes, I totally forgot about that. Thanks for reminding us. Yes, Saturday the 18th
next
of
Saturday.
This month, next Saturday, as Nick has said. Yeah, we are playing the Walter Atts Theatre near King's Cross Station.
Oh, yeah, no.
Grays Inn
well.
Road, yep.
It's the pub, isn't it?
It's a theatre.
It is.
It is a theatre, and that's what it says in the blurb, yeah.
I'm sure it says it's a theatre, but it is a pub.
It's a theatre.
It's a nice venue, it's a good venue, don't get me wrong. I'm not dissing the pub, but it's. Okay.
It is a pub.
It's not a pub, guys, for goodness sake, it's a theatre.
It's a good live gig.
Okay, so.
I'm going to research next show next week. I'm going to prove. I've got the evidence. I'll email it to you.
Okay, so we've got an introduction to Theatreland. You're playing the Water Rats.
Water Rats Theatre.
Excellent. Have you been doing a lot of gigs recently supporting the new album? Because the album came out earlier.
Yeah, we did the workshop, which that is a pub, twice. And what else have we done, guys?
Underbelly.
The Underbelly, in London, yeah. And then we did...
Probably a bar.
Which is probably a bar, yeah. And we played the Water Rats
Theatre
a few times.
Yeah.
Not a belly, no. And we've also played the 12 Bar Club, which actually used to be an old-fashioned stables.
Another bar.
I didn't know that.
But it's a pub.
Yeah. It's a club.
Any club memories venue. Of any...
12 Bar Club.
Right, okay. Any memories of any memorable gigs? Anywhere that you've really enjoyed?
The 12 Bar was pretty good.
12 Bar Club.
Yeah, Nick couldn't make it to that one because of a sailing accident, which sounds amazing. And it was just the three of us. And the stage, if you've been to 12 Bar, it's basically a mantelpiece with a fireplace behind it. Then a sort of mezzanine floor where people are literally sitting above you, staring down on top of you.
Oh,
and it was
weird.
Completely packed because it was an anti-folk festival, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah.
And we were really worried that like a folk festival nearby would pass and we'd meet and annihilate. It was very stressful, but we got absolutely hammered before we played because we were on at like midnight or something.
Yeah.
And it was what a mess. We all thought at the time our best set ever.
Yeah. But it turned out afterwards in the cold light of morning.
Sort of undermined that.
Well, it doesn't matter what other people think, it's what you think at the time, isn't it, really?
Yeah. It was packed out, a great audience. We had a good time and we had an encore and a few mates there as well. So it was
did the Smiths song, didn't we?
Finished on Smith's cover, for no reason.
I remember I got sciatica. I sat incorrectly before the gig. And I had that for a few months. That's why I remember the gig. Painful.
Excellent.
It's gone now, though.
Okay, and apart from the Water Rats, have you got any more lined up?
Not at the moment, but we're sort of going to look for some stuff near the new year, hopefully, and see how that goes. But
So what does the future hold for the band? Have you got any more writing and recording lined up? Well, obviously, you wrote the song yesterday.
Yeah, well, we did... sort of Someday I'll Be Fine. We don't know what the actual title of the song is because I was a bit annoyed one day. I did some lyrics and then I said to Nick, well, I'm not going to do it, I'm just going to give you some chords, and he did the tune for that
just a couple of days ago.
This is the new song, and then we've come up with two more songs which are embryonic, to say the least.
Would you say you're prolific writers?
Well, we all write. I mean, we've all sort of got I don't know, fairly similar styles, I suppose, but when we meet up, it just sit down with the guitars and it's just it's a good laugh. So I mean, I think three or four new tracks came out yesterday that sounded pretty promising.
And it seems like a lot of the songs are sort of based on personal experiences, and they're quite personal, talk about families and
I'd say there's definitely influences from that, as there is with all good music, but
There's no wild and wacky storytelling and that kind of thing.
Oh, we've got Battery Chicken. That's about sort of like an Orwellian chicken farm.
Oh, right.
That's a bit weird, isn't it?
That's a bit weird, yeah. There's a story behind that one, isn't there?
Yeah, we had the fried chicken.
We said we'd never talk about it.
Yeah, against
not bad. No, come on, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't sinister or anything. It was just.
I think it's basically all quite like chicken fried from places that I'm not going to mention or advertise.
Right, okay. Andy, you wrote a song about battery chicken.
Yeah.
Because they taste better than free range.
Definitely. Or battery chicken all the time.
Yeah, kind of. We have got some listeners who are vegetarians, but personally I'm not. And so, I mean, unfortunately, they're going to get eaten. So.
Well, it's actually about the chicken gaining his freedom from the battery.
Oh, yeah, that is, yes. That'll please the veggies.
Exactly.
Yep.
And, we wanted to raise awareness. Something.
The problem is.
Good recovery, Peter.
Yeah. When they do become free, they just don't know what to do with themselves because all they've ever known is the inside of a cage.
Well, that's it.
And, the life has no meaning. And it's quite sad, really.
They go back and work at the factory where they were former.
Can I just say, I've just realised that the battery chickens are actually made out of corn. So that's the kind of thing they like.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I'm not following you at all.
No, I'm not either. I don't know why I said that.
Well, the punchline will come later for that one.
We look forward to digging that one out and playing that. Excellent. Okay, so the future, I think that was the original question, what does the future hold for the band? There's going to be a bit more writing and...
Yeah,
and
a bit more performance, kind of just see where it could go, really. Spread the magic.
Just carry on doing what you're doing.
Exactly,
really
yeah.
Enjoy what you're doing. Now, if people like you, where can they find out more about you?
We've got a Facebook page. It's... www.facebook.com/jailtheband, and we've got a WordPress site which is jailandthebigguns.wordpress.com.
Right, okay, and you're on Twitter as well.
Yeah, we're on YouTube as well.
Jail the Band.
YouTube, yeah. If you type in Jail and the Big Guns, I think it comes up with all the links
with no spaces.
With no I think you can add spaces these times.
You can though.
Yeah.
So you're everywhere. You're on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud. You got WordPress. So that's some kind of a tour diary, is it? A blog.
Yeah, like a little blog, and we kind of link it into the YouTube and the Facebook.
Cool.
And where to buy our records and all that. So yeah.
Great. And your current album, Boom Boom, is out now, and it's available from. All places that people buy records. Not going to say all good record shops because that would be subjective. Can't do that.
Yeah.
But that's out now and that's available to buy.
Yeah. So probably go digital. If you see me, I'll probably have about 50 in the back of my car ready to sell. So yeah.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully they'll come along to the gig and then visit the car park later. buy a CD out of the back of the car. That was all we had in mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Pete and Buster, Nick and Lemmy. Thank you very much for coming in today. Enjoy the session and keep us up to date. Let's know what happens in the future.
We'll do. Cheers. We'll find out if Water Rats actually was a theatre.
That will be first story next week. Yeah.
Brilliant. So, just before the Ebola outbreak and the ISIS thing.
Yeah. No. That's. I think it's more important. Anyway, great.
Can I just say a little special hello to my niece and nephew who are listening in? Hi, William, and hi, Emma. And I'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you very much. Okay, and we'll see you next time you come in. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye-bye.